Creative Babble.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hey everyone, it's me, Javier. I have breaking news on the Stalker case, the case of Tanya Fernandez and Rick Fernandez versus the state of Arizona. As you know, Tanya and Rick have both been charged with 6 felonies combined for aggravated harassment and computer tampering. And this trial, this process to leading up to the trial has taken a long time. In our last episode, we heard from Judge Suzanne Cohen, who was presiding over the settlement conference of the case.
All rise.
Thank you. Please be seated.
The judge explained that it is absolutely their right to go to trial and have the state prove their case against them beyond a reasonable doubt. But Judge Cohen explained the risks. She explained that if they go to trial and they lose, they could face up to 2.5 years in prison. So that's option number one, going to trial. Option number two is to take the deal that the prosecution has put forward. If they take the deal, they're basically admitting guilt, which Tanya Fernandez has made it clear that she is not willing to do.
I feel that if I, under oath, said that I did something that I didn't do, I'm lying. And I know under oath you're supposed to tell the truth. And I'm not going to lie under oath and say I did something that I did not do.
The judge told both Tanya and Rick that they have a chance. It is a very triable case, because at the end of the day, we don't know for sure who was sending those messages. The prosecutor jumped in and said, hey, we don't need to prove exactly who was sending the messages. They just have to prove that Tanya and Rick aided in it. In other words, they knew who was sending the messages and didn't stop them. The prosecutor also mentioned that they believed that their daughter, Chelsea Fernandez, was involved, but they decided not to press charges on her because of her disabilities. Yes, I am rehashing what happened in the previous episode because even I had to refresh my own memory, so please don't send me a bad review. Then the judge introduced a third option.
I'm wondering, though, have you heard of diversion? Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. So diversion is something that the prosecutor's office can offer to folks that don't have any prior convictions. And it's a way to have it never be a conviction. Sometimes they make you go to treatment, or I don't know what you would do in a case like this.
I think counseling or treatment.
Counseling or treatment for X number of period of time. And then if you do all of that, it goes away. It gets dismissed. It's done. Over. The thing with diversion is I think they have to admit to something. There has to be a factual basis for it, but it goes away. It's never a conviction. Would that be something you would be interested in? She won't go ask unless you're interested in it. If you're interested in it, I can ask her to go ask for that.
And of course, Tanya Fernandez starts arguing instead of taking this deal.
I'm not ready to make that decision because, like I said before, I don't want to plead to some. I don't want to plead guilty to something that I didn't do.
You're not pleading guilty.
But we would have to build. We would have to provide facts that we were guilty. And like I told my attorney, where am I going to pull this out of?
So that's where we left off. Now we are getting closer to that February 27th date, which is the day that their trial was scheduled. Tanya and Rick did not immediately jump at the diversion option that the judge put out there. It gave me the impression that we were going to trial. And in fact, I've been checking the website every single day. And every single day, it looks like we are still heading to trial. But then today, February 15th, around 3 p.m. Eastern, I get a call from the courts. And they told me that they had a hearing today. And the courts told me that Tanya and Rick decided to take the diversion deal after all. That means that both parties agreed to suspend prosecution enter into this diversion program, and if Tanya and Rick do well on their 2-year probation, the case can be dismissed. And that was ruled today. So yes, breaking news, Tanya and Rick will not be going to trial on the 27th. It does appear that this is over, but it's never over, right? But it's never over, is it? I'll be following this case. If anything new pops up, I'll let you know. But just know, wink, wink, there are some pretty exciting things happening on my end as it relates to this case. That's all I could say about it right now. But as new things happen, I will keep you posted. Please stay subscribed. I know a lot of you discovered Pretend during this saga, and I hope that you continue to support the show and my next sagas. You never know what kind of mess I'm going to get myself into. I know this is a little disappointing for some of you who wanted to see this thing through. I had plans. In fact, I already booked my flight and my hotel for Phoenix on the 27th. But hey, you know what? It didn't happen. I don't know if this is the closure that you were looking for. I know stories like these could be entertaining, but we have to remind ourselves, this is real life, okay? And this is a real family who has been through a lot. And, you know, we've all talked about what's going on there with the children, the adult children, and all the mental health and medical procedures that they've been through. And, you know, we learned a lot about this case. And in my experience, sometimes when you talk about cases like these in public, real change does happen. I know that when I worked on the Word of Faith Fellowship series, you know, that was the church that was accused of beating their members. I mean, I did this huge investigation, you know, dozens of episodes, and guess what? There haven't been a lot of reports of abuse. Sometimes light is the biggest and greatest disinfectant. So yeah, that's where we are, and I appreciate all of you who have been listening, and please keep listening, and write me an email, Javier@pretendradio.org. Let me know what you think. If you like a show, if you don't like a show, I'm all ears. And follow me on social @pretendpod, wherever you do your socials. And don't forget to leave the podcast a review, and honestly, the best thing you could do is just tell your friend about the show. So I'll leave it there. No more trial. This is finally, finally over. Take care.
Creative Babble.